Hi, this is Mike Adamo. Welcome to another installment of the Recruiting Career Talent Management Podcast. It's been incredibly busy last few months of the year. It's hard to believe we're celebrating our one-year anniversary in just a month. Part of the reason it's been so crazy is that on top of running one of the most productive med device search firms in the industry, I've been YouTubing and writing books so that I can help more people. After all, if I'm doing my job as a writer, blogger, and educator, maybe you don't need me. Just kidding. I know you love having me around. So, in this podcast, I'm going to focus on my recently released book entitled Radical Hiring Success. You can get it on Amazon Kindle and in paperback, and soon it will be available in audiobook, just in time for the holidays, so get those ready to stuff them in your stocking. In this book, I'll teach you headhunter secrets to hire the talent you need and build your organization. With so much going on, I know it's hard to keep track. I've published two books in the last 3 months. This particular episode is going to focus on that second book, which is the Radical Hiring Success book. In just a few weeks, I'll likely release a similar track to this one that'll focus on my first book. This book will get you hired for the job you want. And maybe one day I'll come up with a shorter title that's less of a mouthful. So today, instead of having to listen to me, I have a special treat for you. I'm going to give you about 10 minutes of my new book, narrated by my friend Scott R. Pollack, who's a professional audiobook narrator and the narrator of both of my audiobooks. So you can get this book, Will Get You Hired, on audible.com. And very soon, probably the middle of this month, you'll be able to get Radical Hiring Success also on audible.com. But we're going to take advantage of Scott's awesome voice and his very interesting read in my book to read you the first chapter of my book, which is all about the five hiring mistakes that you're likely making now, that if you eliminate these mistakes, you will be on the path to creating radical hiring success. And now, without further ado, Radical Hiring Success, read by Scott R. Pollack.
Chapter 1. Get your foot off the brake pedal. Accelerate your hiring. The four strategies will only work if you stop making some basic mistakes. These mistakes, or as I like to call them, hiring excuses, are common to almost every person who has ever had the responsibility for hiring. The assumptions and behaviors associated with these excuses are like a brake pedal for your hiring process. Just as the four secrets will accelerate, develop, and support your hiring success, the five excuses will derail, slow, and impede your progress. Don't step on the brakes while you attempt to depress the accelerator. Take your foot off the brake pedal and accelerate your hiring. The five excuses. Blame others. HR is not doing enough to help. That statement may very well be true. Certainly, I have seen more than my share of overworked and sometimes incompetent HR folks. With tight budgets, the best HR people are overworked, often supporting very large numbers of employees and managers. They simply don't have the time to dedicate to one issue or opportunity. In smaller companies, you may not even have HR, so the burden falls on you. But at least you can't blame them. Luckily, I have a solution for you. Human resources isn't responsible for hiring for this position. You are. You need to take ownership for getting the result your company is paying you to achieve. Over the years, I have seen too many leaders get way too focused on what HR is or is not doing to work on hiring for a position. At the end of the day, it's your responsibility to fill your open job for your company, sanity, team, and career. Apart from the mechanics of posting a job and processing an offer, there is very little HR needs to do for you to fill your job. Ultimately, you alone must take responsibility for hiring great talent. This mindset of ownership will change your results. Lack of availability. I'm too busy to interview. This excuse reflects the common chicken or egg dilemma. Hiring people takes time. Of course, we typically don't hire someone if we are fully staffed and able to meet the demands of our role. Companies wait until their employees cry uncle to add staff. The trend is to do more with less, so we find ourselves working long hours and having more to do than we have time to accomplish. If you're a small business person, you face the same issue. Fall victim to this excuse, and you will never succeed at hiring or as a leader. A critical function of leadership is to secure the resources you and your team need. The higher up you go in an organization, the more demands on your time. The best leaders know how to prioritize and protect time for critical tasks that need to get done. I have worked with leaders at very high levels who flaked out on recruitment status update calls, missed interviews, and took weeks to get back to me on resumes. How quickly do you think they filled their job? Did you ever stop to consider how the quality of their candidates may have been impacted? If you don't prioritize interviewing, the good candidates will get a job before you can hire them, and you will be left selecting between what remains. Contrast the approach mentioned above with that of one of the most effective hiring leaders I ever worked with. This gentleman was running a billion-dollar business with over 2,000 employees. Each week, he made it a priority to meet with me at 7:30 a.m. to review candidates, make decisions, and schedule interviews. He never missed an interview or rescheduled a meeting. No matter where in the world he traveled, he made it work. Guess what? He hired better people faster. Regardless of your level or responsibility in an organization, prioritization and organization will allow you to execute tasks like hiring that are truly important. You must make consistent investments to move your hiring process forward. The need to compare. I've not seen enough candidates. This might be the oldest excuse in the book. Depending on how many people you need to hire, this complaint could be true. For example, maybe you have 5 openings and only 3 candidates. But if you only need to hire one position, you only need to see one person. That's right, filling your job takes one person. The trick is finding and attracting that one person and getting them to say yes. A hiring lesson from a military sniper. I am obsessed with learning and trying new things. I once spent a weekend taking lessons from a U.S. Marine Corps scout sniper. I love the Marines. My dad was a World War II Marine who fought in the Pacific. Scout snipers are the best snipers in the world. The Navy SEALs developed their sniper training program from the USMC program. The lesson here is that being a sniper is mostly boring. They learn to shoot with precise accuracy. They practice identifying and stalking their prey. Occasionally, they get an opportunity to take a real shot. And they don't miss. The takeaway here is that hiring great people isn't about interviewing lots of people. It's about identifying your target, finding the right one, and getting the hire. It's not that complicated. One interview, one hire. In case you're wondering, yes, he did teach me to hit a 36-inch disc at 1,000 yards. That's 10 football fields away. You just need to find one great candidate and hire him. Being overly focused on why people are not right for your job, obsessing over requirements. I just can't seem to find the right candidate. This is one of the hardest excuses to change. Maybe you have a tangible candidate identification issue, but many times I hear this from leaders who have interviewed 10 or more people. I know an HR director who was hiring for a manager-level HR person who just couldn't find the right person. The position was open for 6 months, and she had interviewed 12 people. By the time I got involved, the candidate she had interviewed early on had been hired by other companies, and one even started working at the same company for a different manager. She insisted that none of these people were right. Did you ever have a single friend who was still single after many years of dating, but constantly complained that there were no good men left? Hiring success is about finding the critical things that you need and identifying the positive aspects of candidates. Avoid focusing on reasons not to hire people. Instead, focus on their positive traits. At some point, all great hiring managers make compromises. It's about finding the right balance and making a decision. Stop finding reasons not to hire anyone. Not accepting the realities of the employment market. We can't pay enough to get the right people. Sometimes you need to play the hand you're dealt. All too frequently, leaders have champagne tastes on a beer budget. The reality is that most people cannot afford many of the things that they want. Too quickly, we ignore our own motivations and assume candidates don't think like us. How many of you would take a new job for less money? The key here is to focus on what you can afford and be realistic about the profile you go after. Many great leaders have ended up hiring much younger and less experienced talent because they were going for value. Avoid the temptation to keep looking for the one person who has the experience but is much less expensive than the other candidates. Get more budget or hire someone with a bit less experience. Holding out to find the one underpaid person creates a high likelihood of a bad hire. While there certainly are some underpaid people that are good at what they do, the probability is that many of these folks will be poor performers. The ones who are good will likely recognize that they are underpaid and expect you to get them to market. Align your profile and expectations with your budget, and you will have a much better likelihood of making a good hire.
I hope you enjoyed today's reading of Radical Hiring Success, read by Scott R. Pollack and written by yours truly, Mike Adamo. If you'd like to pick up the complete book, it's available right now on paperback and on Kindle, and will be available in mid-December on audiobook. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please take a couple minutes to like it, share it, or review the book on Amazon. Those reviews, especially in the early days of this book, will really help it get in front of other folks. So tell your friends about it and keep on subscribing to the Med Device Talent Podcast, and have a great day.